And Abram was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country, and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, Peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, Beware that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house, and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that sware unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master, and sware to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master, and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia and the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the seam be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. This week is a new beginning for me as I now focus on my ministry on radio. Sunday past was my last day to preach in my church here in Cloverdale, where I have ministered for 37 years. Wow, I can hardly believe that I have been preaching in Cloverdale all this time. I want to give God the glory for His great grace to me, to my wife Beulah, our family, and to our whole congregation. I have often said that a living congregation coming together to form a church is a perpetual miracle. Think of the difficulties that often arise within families through offenses, different agendas, and different values. Then multiply that many times over in a local church, and you soon have to confess that there is something supernatural that glues a Bible-preaching church together. And there is. It is the love of Christ that constraineth us. When the gospel fills your heart and the Holy Spirit dwells in your soul, you are drawn to the name of the Lord Jesus as the Son of God, and to every effort to exalt Him. I would firmly say that if you have absolutely no desire to exalt the Lord Jesus, you are not His convert. You might be man's convert, but every born-again believer is moved by the indwelling Spirit to glorify Christ, for that is the special work of the Holy Spirit. So, my story of 37 years of preaching in Cloverdale, BC, is really God's story. It is His story of grace at work in so many lives. I have always rejoiced to see new people come through the doors of the church and to learn of the drawing power of the gospel in their souls. Thank God I serve in a denomination that is strong in the gospel and will continue the work of gospel preaching in the church here in Cloverdale Free Presbyterian Church. The FPCNA, that's the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, is Reformed, separated unto the gospel, evangelical. It's a band of ministers and elders who are totally committed to the Westminster Confession of Faith, to the inerrant Word of God, prayer and evangelism by every godly means. We train our young ministers in our own seminary, and we offer strong supervision of each church. Reverend Larry Saunders is now the interim moderator or interim pastor to work with the elders of the church to find a new minister. And I pray the Lord will marvelously guide them to find a good minister of Jesus Christ who will preach and teach the gospel here in this congregation. So I now set myself to preach on radio. This is God's open door for me to call Canadians from coast to coast to coast to hear the gospel and get back to the Bible. Presently, we have programs here in BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Greater Toronto Area, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and PEI. You will find the full schedule of programs on our website at www.ltbs.ca. Please stand with me in this ministry. Pray, invite others to join in. And of course, be sure to email or phone me. I will be delighted to hear from you. My burden is to preach the gospel. So many radio programs are filled with endless topics of the day. Some are legitimate, but my burden is to preach Christ crucified, to preach the cross. That means to expound it and not give people just the sounds of Christian cliches, but real, in-depth explanation of the blood atonement, of redemption by the substitutionary sufferings of Christ. This is the fullness of the gospel, which leads to full salvation for all sinners who believe in Christ to receive the full and free gift of salvation. Will you stand with me in this work? I need your ongoing interest, your prayers, and your practical support. Canada needs Christ, and Christ calls Canadians to repent of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Let's go together with the gospel and take Canada for Christ. So, email me or call me today. Let this next hymn minister to your heart, and then we will go on to our Bible message on finding a wife for Isaac, a picture of Christ seeking the church. And here is now Calvary Choir singing, "Keep Us Steadfast in Your Word."
Lord, keep us steadfast in Your Word. Earn those who bind, deceive or sword, will wrest the kingdom from Your Son, and bring to naught all He has done. Come, Holy Ghost, come, Lord our God, and shed Thy heavenly
enter holy church that we may sing your praise triumphantly. Come, Holy Ghost, come, Lord our God, and shed thy heavenly gifts abroad on us and on to every heart, to faith and fervent love impart. O Comforter of priceless word, send peace and unity on earth. Support us in our final strife, and lead us out of death to life. Come, Holy Ghost, come, Lord our God, and shed thy heavenly gifts abroad on us and on to every heart, to faith and fervent love impart. Come, Holy Ghost, come, Lord.
Abraham seeking a wife for Isaac. Now, one of the biggest decisions that you will ever make in your life is the person you choose to marry. You should ask your mom and dad about how they became sure that they were right for each other to be married. And they probably will have a wonderful story to tell you of how God guided them and made it very clear that they should become man and wife and marry each other. Now, marriage is God's will for people to live together, to have children, to grow families, and of course, none of us would be in the world today if we didn't have moms and dads that were married and brought forth children into the world. And in every generation, this is the will of God, for one man to be married to one woman and that they should become husband and wife to have children. Now, today's story from Genesis chapter 24 is about how God guided Abraham and his servant in the right way to find a wife for Isaac. Abraham was becoming very old. Sarah had died, and still Isaac had no wife to comfort him in his sorrow. So one day, Abram called for his servant, who was probably still Eliezer, an older servant who served him for many years, and he gave him the task of finding a wife for Isaac. And Abram told Eliezer that he was not to take a wife from the heathen, the Canaanites. He was to find a wife away up in Syria, and he was to take a wife from among his own people, because he wanted a wife for Isaac who was not just beautiful on the outside, but was a believer in the true and living God on the inside, and who would serve God. And so, Abraham insisted that Eliezer, his servant, go to the land of Syria, to that people up north where were his people, and to find a wife for him there. And he asked Eliezer to make a very firm promise that he would do this and not take a Canaanite, and he asked for a pledge. He told him to put his hand underneath his thigh and to promise that he would only take a wife who believed in the true and living God, who was from his former family. So Eliezer took some servants, 10 camels, and some presents, and he set out for the city of Nahor in the land of Syria. Now Eliezer was smart. He parked his camels at the well that was used by the people of the city of Nahor. He waited near the well until the time of day when the young woman came out to draw water from the well. And then Eliezer prayed a long and a strong prayer for God's guidance. He prayed that the young woman who came out and who offered to give him drink, but also offered to give drink to his camels, would be the one whom God had intended to be the wife for Isaac. And the girl's extra kindness to offer water to the camels would be the proof that she was that special one. Now, immediately after Eliezer had prayed there at the well, a young woman came out from the town toward the well, and her name was Rebecca. And as she took her pitcher, she drew water from the well. And so Eliezer went to her and he said, "Give me to drink of that water from the well." And that's all he asked. And then, lo and behold, this young woman, Rebecca, said to him in return, "I will give you drink, but let me also give drink to your camels." And she did. She gave drink to those camels until they stopped drinking. And camels can drink a lot of water. And so Eliezer knew that Rebecca was the one to marry Isaac. And he gave to Rebecca a golden earring and two golden bracelets as a thank you for the water, but also as a way to get friendly with her and maybe get an invitation to visit her home and her family. And Rebecca said, "Yes, come to our home. There's lots of room and there's straw enough for your camels." And so Eliezer, with his 10 camels, with his servants, went off with Rebecca to her home. Now, the first person that came out was Laban. That was Rebecca's brother. And he saw the golden earring and the bracelets Rebecca was wearing, and immediately he invited Eliezer, his men and his camels, to lodge with them in their family. Now, Rebecca's family invited also the men to eat with them. They were so kind and so friendly, but before dining together, Eliezer knew that he had to tell the family the reason why he had come to their home. He couldn't eat until he explained who Abraham was and how God had prospered him, and about Isaac, and that he was sent on a mission to find a wife for Isaac. And so he went on to tell Rebecca's family how God had guided him, and the whole story about praying, asking God to guide, and that the girl who not only offered water for him, but also provided water for the camels, she would be the one, and how he was convinced that Rebecca was the young woman who God intended to become a wife for Isaac. But would her family be convinced? That was the moment to hear what Rebecca's family thought. Now, Eliezer's story was so convincing that Rebecca's father, who was called Bethuel, and her brother Laban said, "The thing proceedeth from the Lord. Take her and go." Then again, Eliezer was so happy and so blessed that he bowed down before the family and he prayed. And he thanked God for so wonderfully and exceptionally guiding his way and giving him direct guidance to find a wife for Isaac. And it was going to be a story of God's matchmaking that would last for all time. Now, Eliezer was so happy for his master Abraham and for Isaac that he wanted to leave the very next day. But what about Rebekah? Was she willing to go with this man, Eliezer, to become Isaac's wife? Her father asked her that question, "Wilt thou go with this man?" And she immediately replied, "I will go." And soon there was a happy marriage and a happy couple. Isaac and Rebekah were man and wife in the very center of God's will. And that's where you want to be when you get married. And in that account in Genesis chapter 24, there is a gospel picture similar to the way Abram sought a wife for Isaac. God seeks out sinners to become a bride for his son, the Lord Jesus. And the Bible teaches us that the people of God are married to the Lord. He is the groom. Christians, believers, are the bride. And just as a young woman leaves her family to become a new wife to her husband, sinners are called to leave the world and all its sins to be united to the Lord Jesus. Believers become the bride. Christ is the bridegroom. And God calls sinners to be saved and brings them to know and believe and be united to the Lord Jesus. And so a Christian then is a person who is willing to leave the world and go out to be married to the Lord Jesus. Just as Rebekah was willing to go with Eliezer to be married to Isaac, Christians are willing to be saved and to become the Lord's beloved bride. And so the question comes to you today, wilt thou go with this man? The Holy Spirit is calling you to become a Christian, to be married to the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And you have a big decision to make. And I hope that you're ready to leave the world and be saved by trusting in the Lord Jesus as your husband and Savior. Now that also means that every earthly marriage is a picture of God's Son and His church. God chose a bride for His Son. And the Apostle Paul wrote of marriage between one man and one woman in Ephesians 5:32, stating, "This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church." And so the story of Rebekah's marriage to Isaac is in the Bible to show you how God makes no mistake when He calls you to be saved, and how He will work in powerful ways to unite you to His Son in order to bless you forevermore with eternal salvation. So come then and be saved. Do not fear to seek the Lord, because when you seek the Lord, you will find that He was already seeking you. And that's my prayer, that today that you will be united to the Lord Jesus, be saved, and live with Him for all eternity. Amen. I hope everyone is saying amen to this amazing story of God's providence. He makes no mistakes, and when He seeks people to be saved, He can do it in a powerful way. May the Lord save you by His wonderful power.
Well, I have my Bible open here at 1 John 4 and verse 19, which says, "We love Him because He first loved us." The salvation that we enjoy is the result of the Lord seeking His church as His bride. And we are in union with the Lord Jesus. Now, this mystery, this wonder of the Lord seeking His bride is really the gospel story, The Lord from all eternity set his love upon sinners, choosing them from before the foundation of the world, and in the fullness of time God sent his Son to die for sinners, to be under the law, to redeem them that were condemned by the law. And in the fullness of time, God, by the Holy Spirit, it brings men and women, boys and girls, to personal saving faith in the Lord Jesus. And that really is the testimony of each and every Christian. And we can say we love him because he first loved us. And I want to appeal to you today to give your heart and life to the Lord. I assure you that there is absolutely no reluctance in the Lord to save you. He bids you come. He commands you to repent of sin. And indeed, one day you will be judged for not repenting, judged for not turning away from your own dying condition and giving your heart and life to the Lord. If you continue to live in rebellion, then you cannot be saved, but you will be judged for your sin. But praise God, as you come today, the Lord will save you. The Lord will have great mercy, and he will not cast you out, because he's already seeking those that would seek him. Now, would you bow with me in prayer and ask the Lord to save your soul? Father, we thank thee for this way that we come to the throne of grace, the throne of mercy. And we thank thee that for sinners today, that it is not a throne of judgment, but of pardon and forgiveness. And I pray that you will bless each hearer with the gift of faith, the gift of repentance, and that you will hear their cry as they call upon thy name for salvation. Do it today, Lord. Do it for your glory, and we will give unto thee all the praise. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. You are listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of the Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca/Canada. There you can read my blog, find my Bible study notes, audio and video sermons, as well as helpful articles. Or you can go to our podcast on iTunes. We are on the air Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church here in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services on Sundays, 10:30 and 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view to our online services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Make it your Sunday worship. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We're located just two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. Our website again is ltbs.ca. You can join us Monday to Friday, 5 a.m., 5 p.m., here on this station as we let the Bible speak.